This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tucker Carlson. Tonight we often accuse politicians of dishonesty on this show, but there are grades of it. Let's boil it down. Nothing the Democratic Party advocates for is more dishonest than gun control. Everything about that one specific issue is false. Most policy debates actually aren't like that, and we try to be honest about it on the show. No matter how passionate you are about a position that you have, you can still sort of see what the other side is talking about. You might, for example, deeply dislike taxes, but you can still acknowledge it is fair to charge people for the services they receive from the government. So their side isn't crazy, they just arrived at a different number than you did. Or you can hate abortion, and we do, and you can still understand, if you're being totally honest about it, why a scared pregnant teenager might be tempted to have one. But gun control is not like that. Gun control is entirely fraudulent. The Democratic Party claims that guns cause violence. That's the core claim, and it is a lie. It is provably untrue. The places in this country that have the most guns and the loosest controls on those guns also have the least gun violence, the fewest killings. That's the bottom line. You could look it up. It's publicly available to anyone. Anyone who tries to restrict your legally owned firearms is not trying to make America safer. The point is to disarm you, to strip you of your autonomy, your power, your right of self-defense. Gun control is not about guns. Gun control is about who controls America. Is it the population, as in a democracy? Or does all control go to a small group of authoritarians, as in an oligarchy? Those are the stakes in the gun control debate. It's not about guns. It's about who runs the country. So with that in mind, Joe Biden's speech today calling for more gun control should make you uncomfortable. Almost nothing Biden said was true. We could go down the list, but here are a few highlights to give you the flavor. Biden claimed that firearms purchased at gun shows are exempt from background checks. That's a lie, as anyone who's ever been to a gun show can tell you. Joe Biden claimed that gun manufacturers have total immunity against lawsuits. That's also a lie. Gun manufacturers get sued all the time. Ask them.
The same group of Democrat Party lawyers that sued Remington into bankruptcy are the people trying to sue me into bankruptcy. I mean, it's just, again, the level. And his own son would have been under red flag laws and should have gone to jail, but didn't. I'm sorry, go back to Tucker Carlson.
He announced how he plans to restrict your Second Amendment rights. Joe Biden wanted to remind you that those rights are not real in the first place. They are not, as he put it, absolute.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake in what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
You heard the sirens in the background responding to the skyrocketing crime rate in the city he presides over. But the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's the promise in the U.S. Constitution. But according to Joe Biden, it's still not an absolute right, despite what the text says. No, that right is subject to his approval and his interpretation. Joe Biden is in charge.
Very powerful, full 15-minute report at Infowars.com. Please share it. And I know you know about Tucker Carlson. Most of you are like, yeah, we already watched him last night. I know. Share him with everybody. That's the whole point. We're in an information war. I know you know that. I'm just reminding you that you are everything when it comes to this planet. God is in control. But when it comes to action by us little guys, you're the king daddy. You are the private. You're the captain. You're the colonel. You're the general. You're the chief cook and bottle washer. So am I. That's why my family goes, why do you have to preach at people in the grocery store or on the street or everywhere? Why do you sit there and shake everybody's hand and to talk to them? Because this is the war. It's just as important what I do in person as what I do on air, probably more important. And I got to do it every time, everywhere, every place, always. Because I'm not rolling over and bowing down to this anti-human crap. I'm going down without a fight. Quote Zapata, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees as a slave. Plus, you're going to die on your damn knees if you're a slave. Stand up on your feet's what produces prosperity and justice. So I intend to live on my feet and destroy our enemies. I'll be right back. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
World government has been officially announced by the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. We'll look at the real implications of that coming up next segment. Thank you so much for joining us today. Sometime during the broadcast, because we're finishing it up now, we're going to air exclusive footage from the border that if you think us jumping in front of that car with the smuggled kids, because it's the whole thing's a smuggling operation, and the police coming and the kids being in the trunk, which the media tried to say was fake. Now they go, well, it really happened, but it's legal what they're doing, so it's fake that Jones says they're a smuggler trying to play these games. But I left Tuesday. They stayed Wednesday, got back Thursday. They just went through the hours of footage, and it's unbelievable. And I'm going to show even more because I'm going to do some more research on this and check with lawyers and people. But I'm going to go ahead and air it all tomorrow because it's the right thing to do. We're going to show you these people's faces and their names. And they need to be investigated. And we're not going to blur these children's faces because we know what they look like a missing persons. You're going to see unattended babies being handed off by nuns with devil tattoos all over them, cartel tattoos. And we have it from delivered over the border to the facility and then to the airport. And these people are so arrogant, they let us tape it. And then we've got full-grown adults from the East Coast down. And they're not squeezing on the tomatoes or the potatoes or the cantaloupes. They're literally inspecting the women, saying, "I want this one. I want that one." You folks, when I saw this morning, I literally had the worst anxiety attack of my life. I mean, I've had less of an anxiety attack watching my son born when my ex-wife was in labor for like 30 hours and his heart rate started going down and he could have died. They had to do a cesarean. I had a little bit of an anxiety attack. I had trouble breathing. I saw this and had a full-on, at least 1 minute, not being able to breathe. Because it's what it meant. It's, we just show up and it's all happening. People are like, oh, how do you get this? It must be staged. This looks so horrible. Because it's going on constantly. It'd be like going to a slaughterhouse on a weekday afternoon and going, damn, there's a lot of cows getting killed in here. How'd you get all the video of cows getting their throats slit? You know, like going to the Indy 500 and going, sure, a lot of race cars around here. Or going to the NFL game going, damn, there's a lot of football players here. But coming up, we went inside, folks, and they aren't even hiding it. All right, that's enough. Thanks. And the guy walks over our cameras. He goes, well, they're going to come anyway. It's like, hey, guys. All right, I want her. I want her. And I mean, I'm watching this tape. My crew couldn't believe it either. And it gets a lot worse We have the whistleblowers. We've talked to law enforcement. They've reported it to the governor. The governor says he's going to do something about it. Why is he asking Obama to do it? That's really who the president is. Biden's running this. So what does this signify that they're doing this brazenly? Remember the Russians 10 years ago? Putin said, we don't allow Americans to adopt Russians anymore. Because we found out you're giving them to people that are having sex with them and killing them. And the news is like, Dateline NBC, how dare Putin say that we're abusing Russian children? Of course they are. Hell, the UN constantly gets busted. Hillary's up to her eyeballs in it. And it's all like, oh, they're Hispanic. We're liberal. All right, here's the baby. Hand him over. We're going to fly this baby to New York. We're going to fly this baby to L.A. And we're sitting here going, and these are like one-year-old babies. And these people are arrogant about it because that's the bravado. That's the chutzpah of hiding it in plain view. You know, what I've seen is, let me just tell you, nobody should do anything with the United States because the United States doesn't exist anymore. That's why I had the anxiety attack. What I'm saying is I'm not the guy that has an anxiety attack. Some people point guns at me. I'm totally chilled. But it was the ramification of the country's gone. It's way worse than I thought. Oh, my God, she's got Grim Reaper gang tattoos all over, and they're handing children over, and it's all admitted, and the FBI waives background checks for the caregivers. Of course they do, because they're in the damn cartels. The FBI's gone. If it ever had anybody good, it doesn't matter. Oh my God. Print me that AP article, please. I didn't even know AP did an article on it. I mean, where's our soul? Where's our bottom? At what point do we stop doing this? I have Zbigniew Brzezinski, top globalist architect, 10 years ago, saying it's easier to kill a million people than it is to control them. And he recommended just depopulation, saying we can't control the planet, just kill everybody at the Canadian version of the Council on Foreign Relations. We're going to play that for you when we come back. Because it's the same dim the sun, run the planet, John Brennan, oh, we're controlling the weather. It's all the same attitude. It's all the same people. It's all the same operation. And if they've got the FBI saying, hey, the cartels can kids are undocumented, no one even knows who they are, little girls, little boys, little babies, and then they're just being handed off with envelopes of cash to random people in the airports all stand down, but oh, we all got to get a proctology exam when we fly, and we're wearing these masks, and we're putting up with all this, and they're just getting started. You're like, well, if they go for a gun confiscation, that'll cause a civil war. They want a civil war. And they've got that crazy new ATF director that's literally a lunatic. They're all a bunch of freaks. They're all a bunch of crazy people that took over because we let them. They stole the damn election. And now they're going to wreck the whole country and the whole world in the process. So you can't stop these people. They're totally possessed by Satan. The rest of the country's in a trance. And all we can do is protect ourselves at this point and you know, hope that God's spirit re-enters some of these people. But, I mean, this is a good versus evil situation, period. All right, I'm going to come back and hit the geoengineering and how it's such a big deal that it's all being broken right now and admitted to. And then we're going to talk about hope and how to take action against this by saying no to the world ID, no to the QR code, no to the vaccine passports. As the chief former scientist at Pfizer said, he said, you must block this now. You must stop this now. Ron Paul said, you must stop this now. I've said that. This is it. You've got to say no. You know, Paul Watson's got to leave London. I saw a tweet where he said, well, I just won't go to restaurants or bars anymore because I got to have this. No. You got to fight it. You got to turn, because next you won't be able to get food, Paul. Next they're going to take you to a damn camp, Paul. It's all going to happen. Next phase, UN run. Bill Gates controlled. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative run worldwide the hiring, the training, and the funding for the Global Initiative. Those crazy people, that old crazy man, pervert, devil worshiper, and his devil worshiper wife, run the program and said a year ago they're going to come in your house. That's what all the college students are going to do. They're going to have guns, and they're on power trips. And by the way, when you tell them, hey, these vaccines are poisonous, they go, we know. Behind the scenes, they're like, we know. Die. Die. They're coming to kill everybody. They're in on it. They know. They're in on it. They are coming to kill you. The chief scientist at Pfizer said, quote, go read the article at InfoWars.com. He said, they're coming to kill you and your family. 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 And they're just ramping it up. Oh, there's still deadly strains because you didn't take it. Oh, it's your fault. Oh, someone fought back. Oh, no one taking shots or terrorists. Oh, arrest them all. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's right here. We're going to cover it all. We come back and Brzezinski says he's going to kill you. We'll be right back. Of course, he's burning in hell right now with Prince Philip. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
See all this news about controlling the weather and forcibly depopulating us and all these admissions coming out. It made me think it was a Victor Brzezinski, whose horrible evil daughter, host the Morning Psycho Joe on CNBC. It makes me think about her father 10 years ago in Canada, speaking to their council on foreign relations about the fact that propaganda can't control people anymore. It's cheaper just to kill them.
Of their power is greater than ever. Their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people. Literally, it was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to
And the crew did a great job finding that so quickly, but I didn't check it beforehand. There's actually him on TV saying that. We'll try to find that. That's kind of a loop of him saying it, but that is indeed Zbigniew Brzezinski. You can find that clip somewhere. It's from 10 years ago. Who knows? It may have been taken down, but I remember playing it quite a bit on the show, so there's the audio of that they did find. Now, let's play with the video. The CIA director at the time, this is 6 years ago, John Brennan on transnational threats to global security, June 29th, 2016, Council on Foreign Relations. And this is him talking about all the weather modification they're already doing and how they have, you know, UN treaty, they need a new treaty, and but how they basically kept it secret from the public because other folks get upset about it. Here it is.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
So we're not just going to turn your power plants off and take away your fertilizer and your meat and everything else and make you eat seaweeds. We're also going to dim the sun so you don't get enough sun for your crops. Total control. Now, they've moved on to the space angle of this, but it's the added barium salts, lipid oxide, and also radioactive isotopes to jet fuel and the patents that they won a Nobel Prize for in 92, or was it 93, that are aerosolized out and create the nuclei and create the artificial clouds. So they're doing it with the jet companies. And it's just added to the major producers. It's not in all the jet fuel. So that's how it works. I know some of the mechanics are pissed off about it because since it started in the 90s, they noticed the rotors and all this stuff have problems. This also eats the jet engines. It's caused a lot of engine problems. So, but they talk to you like you're a child. Oh, there's none of that going on, even though now, oh, Bill Gates wants to control the sun. And imagine what would happen if Trump would have said this. They'd say, well, he's an evil super genius, or he's Dr. Evil. He can't allow this. He's a James Bond villain. But when they do it, it's just another thing. Like, who's this Bill Gates? Oh, he's going to control your gut flora. He's going to control your body. He's going to make you take these shots that they didn't do testing of. And if you criticize it, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they'll block you and say it's tested and shows it's safe, including the woman who died a few days later. She said, I'm a young lady. I'm super sick. I feel like I'm dying. She died a few days later. The doctor said the vaccine probably killed her. But they went on her Facebook and said, there's no proof of that. It's safe and was all tested and approved by the FDA, even though that's not true. So that's what big tech's become, is a lying, murdering system to suppress us. Here's Tucker talking some about the plot to block out the sun that we told you about 20 years ago.
I, who made billions out of creating super clunky corporate software, what you didn't realize is that Bill Gates doesn't think of himself that way. Bill Gates doesn't think of himself as some guy who got super rich making bad software. Bill Gates thinks of himself as God, in control of the solar system. And that's why Bill Gates is now backing something called sun-dimming technology that would reflect sunlight out of the Earth's atmosphere, causing global cooling. Ooh, that's not fraught with risks. You thought gain-of-function research on pathogens was dangerous. Try that. But that doesn't stop Harvard University. Its scientists are testing that technology by spewing calcium carbonate dust into the atmosphere.
Bill Gates is backing the first high-altitude experiment of one radical climate change solution, creating a massive chemical cloud that could cool the Earth. It's called solar geoengineering, and it's highly controversial. It would look something like this. Thousands of planes would fly very high and use nozzles to inject millions of tons of light-reflecting particles into the stratosphere. It would create a thin chemical cloud of those particles around the whole planet, blocking some sunlight from reaching the surface. It would mimic a giant volcanic eruption, which we know cools the Earth.
Now, just to restate, Bill Gates is not God. Bill Gates is some kind of weird, socially awkward rich guy who lives in Seattle. He doesn't own the planet. But he's now changing the planet single-handedly. This is not just over his yard in Seattle. This is over his yard.
The full report is at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And obviously, I began covering what is known as the general tongue or nomenclature as chemtrails. But it's just geoengineering. And it's done with the planes. And it's added the jet fuel, just like NBC just showed you. But when NBC shows it to you, you know, it's a good thing. It's loving. Bill Gates is going to save you. Well, they have a Matrix cartoon about it. You know, it's meant to kill the robots so they don't get solar power. But the reality is that these people just want to play God. They're already manipulating the weather. They're manipulating you through 5G. They're manipulating you through all the GMO. They're manipulating you with these vaccines, which they admit are untested and very dangerous and have liability protection for. And so that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, we have the private Federal Reserve coming out saying we want world government to control everybody's bank accounts. We'll tell you about that after our next special guest joins us. He's the track coach that got fired for saying, yeah, we're not going to run in the track meets with these diapers over our faces to make somebody have their lung collapse. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping, your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a real thought criminal on with us. New Hampshire track coach says she was fired for violating school's mask mandate. Really, 15 days to cut the curve. Hospitals were all full. They weren't supposed to have millions and millions dead. It wasn't true. They counted all the other deaths as COVID, and now they say the mask can never come off. And Klaus Schwab says this is about a carbon tax. This is about humans being bad. We need carbon lockdowns. So he himself has been a champion track guy and then went on to be a software developer, moved to New Hampshire with his family, wife of and four daughters, 2005, started coaching at Pembroke Academy Public School 3 years ago. His youngest daughter was a freshman on the team. This would have been his fourth year, PA track and field genesiscommunications.com. Brad Keyes is a thought criminal, and he joins us again via video Skype to talk about this and where this is all going. Thank you so much for coming on with us today, sir.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on. I appreciate it.
You've got the floor here. I mean, talk about why this doesn't make sense, why you did what you did. How people had lungs collapse wearing these. This is just asinine. This is the NFL isn't wearing these, even if you believe in the COVID hoax. What's really happening here?
It makes absolutely no sense to me. Basically, 3 weeks ago, the NHIAA, the governing body for sports in New Hampshire, came out with their recommendations for spring sports. For track in particular, it was that all meets, all races, students would be wearing masks. At first, a few coaches that I talked to said, hey, wait a minute, coaches didn't get to review this. Give us a little time. So I waited a little bit because I was absolutely floored. I couldn't believe they were going to make kids wear masks while racing. So a week plus went by, got an email from my athletic director, said that here are the policies. I looked at them and nothing had changed. So I emailed them for confirmation and I asked two questions. First of all, the policy said that this was recommended. So I asked whether it was truly recommended or required. And if it was required, if that meant that all races, all athletes from the 100 meter up to the 2 mile would be wearing masks in meets. And I got confirmation that yes, it was required because our school and other schools in the area had accepted the recommendations, so they would be required, and that, yes, all athletes would be wearing masks in all races. They did make some exceptions for field events, shot put, discus, javelin, pole vault, and hurdles for safety purposes. But apparently there are no safety issues with masks when you're running a 2 mile.
Well, sure, they're using safety as a system of tyranny and oppression, and the more asinine they can make us submit to, the more rituals they can make us submit to, the better. So roll through then what ended up happening to you and that moment of truth, but when you didn't comply with this idiocy.
Sure. So again, I was floored. I slept on it. I decided right away there was no way I was going to do that to my athletes. There was no way I was going to, one, force them to restrict their breathing in events that are almost 100% reliant on aerobic capacity and oxygen intake for the longer distances. But I also wasn't going to stand up and lie to them. I wasn't going to tell them, oh, here are the new rules. They make sense. They're for your own good. There are reasons behind this. So at first I actually thought about quitting, but then I realized if I quit, they would have just said, oh, thank you, and walked away and nothing would have happened. So I decided to write a letter, a very blatant letter that said, fire me if you must, and said I was not going to follow these mandates. I listed the reasons why, and that it was up to them to do what they wanted to do. I sent that on Saturday. I got the response Monday morning that I had been fired.
They love it. You know, I noticed that the flag is almost always at half mast now. It used to only happen like the president died or the Challenger blew up and it meant something. The flag's almost always at half mast. We're told America sucks. Everybody's bad. You know, you've got men in women's sports now. It's just everything is like a bizarro world. It's like we woke up in some type of fantasy land. I mean, obviously, all the studies show masks don't work. They don't protect you. It's a lie, but I mean, did you ask him when did the mask ever go away? 10 years? 100 years? I mean, CNN says they're like seatbelts now. We should wear them forever.
They won't answer any questions. And the reason I did this was to get attention. There's no question. And to make a point. Fortunately, it's taken off. It's gone from local to regional to national. We have petitions being signed. I've got students on the team putting petitions out to other teams trying to get students to sign. I've got parents that are.
Oh yeah, this is as dumb as having men compete in women's sports. I mean, this is so major opposition is forming. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got parents emailing and asking very specific questions of the NHIAA. The CDC guidelines and the WHO guidelines both state you should not wear masks during exercise. Yet somehow the NHIAA has decided that masks for all spring sports will be worn practices and competitions. Tennis, you want to even get more ridiculous. Singles tennis. Tennis courts, you're 30 to 60 feet away from everybody else.
Let's be clear. NPR now says wear a mask permanently. I mean, this is what do you think's behind all this? I mean, I know what it is, but what's your view on it?
It's bureaucratic covering their butts. They want to say they've done something, so if anyone gets sick, it's not their fault.
Exactly. It's lawyers that got rid of diving boards and then playgrounds and jungle gyms, yes. And now all new pools are like 2.5 feet deep because, deeper one, somebody could die in the deep end. I mean, this is the nanny state taking over.
Yes, and in my original email, I talked about the fact that I do think there are health concerns with wearing masks when you're running, and I kind of downplayed it, but the more I think about it, I'm getting a little more concerned about it. We do have kids with asthma. We have kids with heart conditions. But I actually went out on the track, and I put a mask on, and I ran a 200-meter and a 400-meter race relatively fast to find out what it really felt like. I've run all these events. I know what they feel like. The 400 meters is absolutely miserable. With the mask on, once you start hitting the point where you're relying strictly on oxygen, you start breathing heavily. You're sucking the mask into your mouth and your nose every time you breathe. It seals around your face.
You're basically being waterboarded. Explain that. There's spit. There's mucus. I've tried it as well. Not that I'm a great jogger, but I did it. I almost fell over. I mean, I can run a mile if I need to. I'm a big guy, but I can do it. I tried to run a mile in this. A quarter mile into it, I was just like snot was coming out. My face was wet. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it's insane. The only way those masks are designed for airflow around the edges. You suck it into your face, and there is nothing around the edges. Everything has to come through the fabric, which got me thinking about what's coming off that fabric and being breathed into your lungs over and over again. And you're talking about kids who are outside with masks on, exercising 2 hours a day, 5-6 days a week.
Well, the studies show it's a major league link to bacterial pneumonia, but you've really done your research, sir. When we come back, I mean, let's talk about this and where this is going. We should all stand up. We should all say no. I know a lot of track operations aren't doing this. We can also ask the question, why is it happening so much in New Hampshire? But you're backed up, sir, by the medical stuff. Mainline medical sites say you should not run with a mask on your face before the fake pandemic and after. Why do you think they're doing this when this is a real medical issue versus the COVID hoax?
I don't think they're thinking. There is no rational reason. And I really would like to see the answer from the medical committee that has approved these as to what they thought they were preventing and why.
Absolutely. How do people find you that want to bypass the mainstream media and actually hear what a great leader and a patriot you are, leader Brad Keyes? How do people find you?
I've got a website, eatrackandfield.com. I've got a timeline there. I have the letters there. I also have a mailing list you can sign up for. I'll send out periodic emails just listing
what's going on. Beautiful, because you're on the front lines of ending this lockdown, of ending this medical legal power grab. We'll talk to Brad Keyes of PA, the letter PA, trackandfield.com. Share that link. We're all Brad Keyes now. We've all got to stand up and say no. Lost his job over this.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fetishizes the U.S. military and U.S. intelligence and all that Q stuff. But I told you, we have all the real sources of the U.S. military and U.S. intelligence. And they are patriots, and they're aware of the globalist takeover, and they understand that this lockdown, this COVID system is an excuse for tyranny, a global ID, Xi Jinping announcing a global QR code, Fauci saying we should adopt it. And corporate media trying to block everyone who challenges anything they say. Governor DeSantis had a roundtable, 2 hours long, at the legislature in a committee hearing with doctors giving different perspectives. And several prestigious ones said they counted all these other deaths as COVID. We have the same number of deaths roughly in 2020 as we had in 2019. This is hyped up. Herd immunity is the answer. Vitamin D is the answer. That's why Florida has one of the lowest problems, lowest rates. And YouTube said that challenges the UN. They are the only authority that can talk about this. How do we wake up in this world? It had over 4 million, 5 million views when it was taken off YouTube. We just posted it to Band.Video. in the most banned video section. See the censored Governor Ron DeSantis public health roundtable discussion in Tallahassee. So going back to our guest, Brad Keyes, who really is a hero. You know, he's got a private business. He's a track coach. His daughters go there. He's how he makes part of his living. He lives his passion. He's got a website about track and field. He's a champion track guy. I've got his record right here. And he's been treated like a bad person when some group makes a recommendation. Who is the group that makes this recommendation in New Hampshire and other areas? And why does it vary jurisdiction to jurisdiction?
The group is the NHIAA. I guess over time they've evolved into setting policy, or they don't set policy. They recommend to the schools. And then it's up to the schools as to whether they accept it or not. And as far as I know, every school in New Hampshire has accepted these recommendations. I haven't heard of an exception yet. I've asked people to tell me if there is one. So, and I don't even know who at the school exactly accepts them, whether it's the athletic director, whether it's athletic director combined with school board.
So some nebulous group as usual, and it all basically comes down from the UN, and you're not supposed to have your own opinion. Supposedly an independent school district, whether it's Texas or New Hampshire, I mean, isn't it the coaches? Isn't it the families that should have come together and made a decision? I mean, if the PTA voted to make children wear masks or young people, I mean, I'd say, well, they are their parents. It's still weird, you know, like saying you can't dance, you'll go to hell or something, but still, that would be better, wouldn't it, instead of just some nebulous group?
Coaches were not consulted. We were simply informed these are the rules.
Okay, well, I've got a lot of questions, but I'd like you to have the floor here for whatever you'd like to tell the viewers and listeners, my friend.
I mean, the main point for me is I want these mask mandates gone. They're potentially very damaging health-wise, even if you ignore that. They make no sense. They restrict training. They're going to restrict performance. The kids don't deserve it, not just track and field, any of them. All the outdoor sports should have all the masks removed while they're playing. There's no reason for it.
The only sport that should have a mask is scuba.
We don't have that here.
So or fencing. I know I'm being sarcastic.
No, fencing, that's a good point. But fencing has very big holes. No, that's the whole point. I mean, the main point is they need to be gone. There's nothing behind it, and people are starting to stand up. I was hoping this might spark some interest. It sparked a lot more than I expected, which is great, and there are a lot of other people now starting to push. They're starting to ask questions, and quite frankly, and I've asked them, demand answers. These people are supposedly public servants. They're supposedly making decisions for our children's welfare. They should at least be able to stand up and say why they made these decisions. And first, I guess, who actually made the decisions?
Well, talking about education in general, Bill Gates wants to get rid of the Department of Education. He wants to get rid of the student unions. That sounds reasonable on the surface, and I think they're out of control and arrogant groups. But by them saying, let's all work from home, by them saying, oh, we're just people's babysitters, keep your kids, they're being made obsolete like fools. And I even know, trying to get my youngest daughter into some type of a preschool, she's not even four yet, they go, oh, in any of these schools, even high-end ones, you don't get to come and see the school, you don't even come inside. So it's really a cultic. The hospitals, you can't see your family, you can't see your old folks, you can't see your children. Doesn't everybody see this is a very authoritarian, creepy cult takeover?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, the direction I'm going as far as the longer-term solution is to offer alternative. I've already talked to several other people around the state who have set up things like flag football leagues and others that are private to give people options. And that's where I'm going. I'm going to set up a private track and field club. It'll be open to anybody, all ages, high school, elementary.
Adult. Oh, that's beautiful. Something tells me it's going to become a lot more popular than their cult.
Yes. And it'll be open to everyone. It'll be flexible, and it'll offer some alternative, some other option. And I think that long-term, that's what's really needed.
And I would do this just to shut the dirty lawyers down. They're taking over our society consciously. I'd have a waiver saying, I'm a free human. I believe in my immune system, and I wash my hands, and I'm going to, you know, I'm taking responsibility for myself, and I waive all liability.
Yes, that's what I would like to do, and that's definitely the direction I'm going. I'm already looking at land. I have most of the equipment, including a pole vault kit. So I'm just going to start with what I've got, and I'm going to grow it. I have a bunch of ideas, and I've got some interest now, and I have the time and the resources to do it also. So that's where I'm headed.
Beautiful. I'm just so glad you're doing this. I'm also seeing other people are bucking the system as well.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of people out there. I've gotten, in the last 5 days, I've gotten over 100 unsolicited emails from people all over the country now. Some from, I've gotten UK, Canada. A woman called me on the phone from Spain to say thank you. There are a tremendous number of people out there who are tired of it and who are looking for something to stand behind. So I think the more people who stand up and speak, and that's what I'm telling everyone, just say something to the administration, bureaucrats, politicians, school boards, whoever. They need to hear it, because if they don't hear it, they just keep doing what they've been doing.
And then it's whoever bitches and complains, whether it's, you know, the people that want men and women sports, or whether it's drag queen story time that wants convicted pedophiles have access to our children. I mean, at a certain point, we've just got to say no to the madness. All right. Well, Brad Keyes, thank you so much. PATrackandfield.com. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just appreciate being on, and message to everybody wherever you are, whether you're in New Hampshire or not. If you see anything like this, start talking, start speaking out, start complaining, and gather other people who think the same way.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not somebody that's big on getting people to leave churches or leave athletic events or whatever. We need to start using our power. We need to do it, because it's always the left trying to control things by boycotts. But they started this. I think people ought to boycott the track and field program there or anything. But let me guess, they're telling basketball players to wear masks. How are football players going to wear masks? It's asinine.
No, they're doing that. And the problem with the boycott, and I've had parents ask me, should I pull my kids? And it's a very hard question, because track and field and high school sports can be a fantastic experience. And does pulling one or two kids help anyone? And it certainly hurts the child. But yes, at some point, I think it needs to be considered. And everybody's going to have to make their own choices on that. But if there are alternatives, then people might start doing it, because then the child still has something to do.
Well, God bless you, and God bless Tom Brady doing the same thing. We've got to lead by example. Brad Keyes, PATrackandfield.com. Everybody should support you. God bless.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being on.
Thank you. Black guy's the model of the future. Start saying no. Put your money where your mouth is. We salute him. And he's not just getting fired. He's starting his new thing to counter these monsters. Next, like Canada, they'll probably try to put a fence up around his property and say he can't even have people running. But that's okay. We force them to show how asinine and out of control they are. All right. I'm really frustrated today, because I got a bunch of stuff I want to cover, and we got another big guest coming up, but I do have 30 minutes. And so I'm going to do my best to get to the news on so many fronts and on the human smuggling when we come back. Because if you think the stuff we released a few days ago, it was top of Twitter yesterday. I mean, on Wednesday, if you think that was big, we have hours of footage so horrible, so insane, that I can't even hardly do my show, because it's like I've got crimes on video, and I'm loving to go to the Texas Rangers. I mean, where are they? We found this instantly. They all know. Governor knows about it. He said it's going on, so what's going to happen? And then there's the money issue. Our audience is bigger than ever, but that war capital ain't coming in. So get in there and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com and be part of the winning team.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.